Okay, I'm looking in the Gospel of John, chapter 10. John, chapter 10. It's a blessing for me to be here, and I appreciate you being in the service today. Appreciate the good songs, the good Spirit of God that's here in our hearts. The Lord does live in our hearts. Appreciate the Lord allowing us to come. And I hope you will be prayerful, and we'll let you out in time to eat plenty, so don't worry about that. Amen. Good to be saved, isn't it?
Yes, sir, brother.
The best thing in the world is to know that you're saved. Amen. Especially in these days, difficult times. But the Lord does save and is able to save and wants to save, desires to save.
Yeah.
So if you're not saved, you're in a good place to get saved.
That's right.
He's the Savior of all men,
yeah.
Especially those that believe.
Amen.
So you become a believer, you get saved with the grace of God. John chapter 10 and verse 10. This is a familiar verse here that I'm going to try to read today. I feel like the Lord wants me to bring a little message from this. John chapter 10 and verse 10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, that they might have it more abundantly. I'm trying to preach today on more than enough. More than enough. You know, there's more than enough grace for every need. In fact, in 1 Peter 5 and verse 10, said that God's a God of all grace. And he's called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus the Lord. Now, if you've suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. So whatever need you have, there's grace for every need. The Lord said he would never leave us. Or never forsake us, but go with us all the way, even to the end of the world. And 2 Corinthians 1:3 says, the Father of mercies. So if you need mercy, there's abundant mercy. Abundant mercy. You know, God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love for us, he loved us, even if we were dead in sin, hath quickened us together with Christ, by grace you're saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So God's not running short on mercy. Think of this. He's as rich in mercy today as he's ever been. He's the Father of mercies. So there's more than enough. Whatever you need from God, there's more than enough. In Elijah's day, when Israel was called to face the fact and the false prophets was going after Baal, Israel turned to Baal and turned away from God. And Elijah called them to a showdown on Mount Carmel.
Yeah.
And, of course, all Bible readers know the story there. How the prophets of Baal cried unto the Lord for half a day, I suppose, and couldn't get any answer. The God that answered by fire, they're going to let him be God. And so they prayed and cried, cut themselves, and jumped on the altar. Nothing happened. But Elijah repaired the altar. Cut the sacrifice in pieces, placed the wood on the altar, put the sacrifice there, prayed a short prayer after pouring water, water on the sacrifice, run all the way down the altar, all the way around the trenches around the altar, filled it all up with water. And he began to pray. Prayed a short prayer, and God answered by fire, and there was more than enough fire. It come down, didn't only get the sacrifice and get the altar and the offering, but went around and got all the dust and all the water in the ditches around the altar. More than enough. He's the God that's more than enough. Not, you don't need to be singing the blues. You need to be singing praises unto God. Right there in 2 Kings chapter 4, this widow woman, her husband died, son of the prophet died, and she had two sons. And the creditors come to take her sons away, which they had a right to do. She couldn't pay her bill, but she knew where to go. She went to the man of God, Elisha. Went to Elisha. He said, what do you have in your house? He said, just a little oil in the house, all I got. You know what you need to do is just use what you got in the house. And so he told her, said, send the boys, borrow a lot of vessels around here. Don't just get a few. Get all the vessels you can find. Get in the house, close the door, start pouring oil. And the more oil she poured, the more oil it was. The more she poured, the more oil. The more oil, the more she poured. Everything got filled up. more than enough. More than enough. Said she went back to the man of God, told him what happened. Said, sell all. You know, he put her in the oil business without a rig. Amen. You talk about getting the oil business quick. Said, sell what you got. Pay off your debt. First thing you do is pay your debts. And said, live on the rest of it. More oil than enough. More oil than enough. And I'm glad he is more than enough. More than enough. Somebody said, well, I'm afraid I can't live right. If I get saved, I used to say that. I'm afraid I can't live right. Listen, he's got more than enough for you to live right. And by the way, you don't go to heaven by living right anyway. You go to heaven by being made right. And when he makes you right, he gives you sufficient grace to be separated from this world and set your affection on things above, not on things earth, and you can have more than enough to go all the way as far as God's going to get us. Did you know God's going to get us where he is? Did you know y'all shout a little bit? Because he's got sufficient grace to get us where we need to go. I say, praise God, I'm the Lamb forever. I'm glad the Lord's promised to keep that which you committed unto him. He's promised to be there with us all the way, even to the end. When you come to a crossing, there'll be sufficient dying grace for you and dying grace for me. I say, praise God for his wonderful grace and salvation and power and love that's been with me these years and going to take me as far as I need to go. I say, glory to his name. Hallelujah. Are you saved? You have him? If you don't have him, you don't have more than enough. I mean, you're just existing. If you don't have Christ, you're just existing. You're not really living. People don't know how to live until they get saved by the grace of God. You know, the reason we can enjoy living is because you're ready to die. If you're not ready to die, you can't enjoy living. But if you're ready to die, it don't matter if that's where you live or die, you can't lose from winning. Paul said in Philippians 1, for to me to live is Christ, to die is gain. So really, if we're saved, it's better where we're going than it is where we are. So that's a blessing, isn't it? The psalmist was rehearsing what happened to the Israelites back when he was coming from Egypt, coming across the wilderness. And he said in Psalm 105, beginning at verse 39, he spread a cloud for a covering. That's a cloud by day, and put fire for a light by night. The Lord did. Didn't strain them a bit. And the people asked. People just asked the Lord. And he brought quails. More than enough quails. When they got hungry, quail just started coming in. And he supplied bread from heaven. Just rain bread from heaven. More than enough. More than enough quail. More than enough bread. Opened up the rock. And the waters run out like a river. More than enough water. This in a dry place. He supplies more than enough. Quail, manna, and water all. You know, they wandered there 40 years. Their shoes didn't wear out. Clothes didn't wear out. Their feet didn't get sore. I mean, that's an impossibility. Somebody said, well, it's impossible for that time. I said, humanly speaking, it's impossible. But God specializes in the impossible. God specializes in doing the impossible. One fellow said to me about the virgin birth. He said, well, that's impossible, Brother Mitchell. I said, that's exactly right. Impossible as far as we're concerned with man, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. Why, it's impossible to make an old man a new creature, humanly speaking. Take an old drunk, an old cusser, an old blasphemer, an old dope addict, make a new creature out of him, put the Spirit of God down inside, give him grace abundant to live for God in this world, more than enough. I say, praise God. There's sufficient grace for every need. Well, Jesus said to that woman in John chapter 4, when he's talking to her at Jacob's well, he said, drink of this water from Jacob's well, you'll thirst again. Drink the water that I shall give you, ye shall never thirst. It shall be in you a well of water springing up to life everlasting. In other words, there'll be more than enough. More than enough water springing up. A well inside. She threw her water pot down, got the well, went into town, told the men of the city, come see a man who told me all things ever I did. Is not this the Christ? And many men of the city believed on Christ because of the same of the woman, because she had the well inside. She had more than enough. Amen. Praise God, I'm glad. There's more than enough. You know, there was a hunger time in John chapter 6. And did not have nothing there to eat. Just one little boy had two small fishes and 5 barley loaves. That's not much among such a great crowd, you know. But it wasn't much in their hand when it got in the Lord's hands. He just offered thanks over it, began to break the fish, break the bread, fed 5,000, had more left over when he finished than had when he started. In other words, there was more than enough food to feed a whole multitude with 2 fishes and 5 barley loaves. That denotes that the barley loaves denotes that that was a poor boy. He didn't have wheat bread, he had barley bread. The Lord chooses the things that are not to bring them off the things that are. And so he took this little boy's lunch and fed a whole multitude. You ever heard anybody get up, sing a good song, feed a whole crowd? Give a good testimony, feed the whole crowd. Have more than enough. Preach a little message that God give to us, and it's more than enough. You know, the Lord supplied our need this far. He's going to furnish all we need from here on. I've heard a lot of people say, what are we going to do if it gets any worse? If you're doing right, keep on what you're doing. And don't push the panic button, because the things is falling apart out here in the world, and things are falling apart. They're falling apart worldwide. I think we're victims of the time. I think the last days of the church age is here. Perilous times are here. You couldn't stop that. Crooks are in control. Crooked politicians. Lying politicians. Liberal preachers. All kind of bad things happening if you look around. Look around, you get discouraged. If you look back, you get despondent. But if you look up, you get delighted, and you can shout, hallelujah, come, Lord Jesus. He'll be here before too long. Amen. I'm happy he's more than enough, aren't you? The last day of the great day of the feast, John 7:37, Jesus stood and cried and said, if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. One fellow said, I'm not thirsty. I said, he wasn't talking to you. He said, if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. You say, I'd like to get saved. Well, if you're thirsty, there's plenty of water to drink, living water. He said, if you're thirsty, come to me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. This spake he the Spirit they should receive. And so, look here. If you're thirsty, you don't need to look any further. If you're hungry, he's the manna from heaven. He's the water from heaven. If you're dead, he's the resurrection and the life. Praise God. If you're full of burdens, he's the burden bearer. Cast all your care upon him, for he careth for you. That is, he cares for you all the time. He cares for you when you're well, cares for you when you're sick. Cares for you when you're happy, cares for you when you're sad. Cares for you when it's raining, cares for you when it's the sun shining. You know, God just careth for us. He cares about you. He loves humanity. And he loves you. You say, well, I'm lost. Yeah, but God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. His blood is more than enough. More than enough. It don't just hide your sins. It washes your sins away. It's sprinkled in heaven, praise God. He's your mediator. He's not just a Savior. He's our propitiation, our mediator, our high priest, our advocate, praise God. He's all you need. You're complete in him if you're saved. That is, when I see you, I don't see you complete. When God sees you, he sees you in Christ and sees you completely saved all the way. Actually, sees you glorified. God's so eternal, he can't have a temporary thought. And we're so temporary, we can't hardly have an eternal thought. But when God sees us, he sees us on the eternal side, and he sees us in Christ, and sees us glorified with Christ. You're not promised an easy bed down here. The suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. This down here is just for a moment. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, a lot of affliction worketh for us just for a moment of time. In other words, this life is expressed by God in a moment of time. But we're looking at eternal things. Down here, our life is like a vapor down here. You may be in eternity before tomorrow. I may be in eternity before tomorrow. You don't have any promise that you'd be alive when the sun goes down this afternoon. You don't have any promise of that. But if you're saved, you got a promise of life and life eternal. That's what I'm trying to say. There's more than enough. Ain't that a blessing?
Yes.
Now here, he said, the thief cometh not before to steal, to kill, destroy. In other words, he'll steal your virtue. He'll steal your victory. He'll steal your character. And multiplied millions of people in America now is caught in this dope society. And they've yielded themselves over under temptation of the devil. And they've wound up with wrecked lives, ruined lives, even as teenagers, early 20s. Families are broke apart. Homes are split in the seams. Orphans are left by the millions now across America. And we're trying to take care of a whole generation of people that's been left to themselves by mothers and daddies that's been conquered by sin and the devil. When all they would have to do is just turn to the Lord, there'd be more than enough grace to save them, more than enough mercy to forgive them, more than enough blood to wash all their sins away. You can get everything straightened up with God, amen, and you can get saved, made a new creature in Christ, and it'll happen instantly when you turn to God with faith in Jesus Christ, turn from your sins. He's in the business of giving more than it. The thief cometh but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. If you don't get rid of him, he'll get rid of you. The only way you can get rid of him is when you go to he who is the resurrection of life. If you get rid of sin, you got to go to the Savior to get rid of sin. He come down here to wash our sins and save us. He said, I'm come that they might have life. That is, eternal life. If I could, I'd jump about a foot high on that. Really, when I got saved, I did not know that I had eternal life. I did not know that I had eternal security. I didn't believe it because Baptists believe it. I got saved at the Baptist church. I didn't know anything about what the Baptists believe. I didn't know much about what the Bible said. I just about knew two things. I'm a terrible sinner. They tell me he's a good, sufficient Savior. That's about all I knew. Did you know, you don't have to know anything else to get saved. Just two things. You're a sinner. He's the Savior. That's all you got to know. You don't have to know any Bible doctrines. You don't have to know anything about that. Just know that you're a terrible sinner. If you don't get saved and forgiven, only wrath and eternal ruin waits on you. But there's a Savior. There's a Savior. He said, I'm come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. In other words, not just life, have abundant life. More than enough. The Lord don't want you and me just to go through this world barely making it and looking sad because we might go to heaven sometime. He said, I want you to have abundant life. You know what I'm firmly convinced? More sinners will want to get saved when more saved people get happy about being saved. In other words, if we get happy about being saved, it'll get the sinner's attention. And they'll see then that there's a reality. Look through the book of Acts, and they enjoyed themselves in the Lord. There's always rejoicing in the Lord, leaping and praising God. Acts chapter 3, that fellow, when his ankle bones got strength, and he stood upright, Peter took him by the hand, and his ankle bones received strength, he went to the temple leaping and praising God. Look here, he couldn't walk. If you'd have been in a place where you couldn't walk, and all of a sudden the Lord just put a healing touch on you, you'd feel like leaping. You wouldn't care what folks thought. Leaping and praising God opened the door for Peter to preach, and he started preaching. There's more grace than enough, and over 5,000 people got saved because this fellow got happy, went to leaping in a Jewish temple where a lot of Pharisees were. What do you reckon they thought about him? Did you know he didn't care what they thought about him? Did you know he had more than enough just to walk around? He had enough strength to leap and praise God. There's more than enough. The devil will steal your vision. Many Christians, the devil has stole their victory, stole their vigor. They're living defeated lives when everything's abundant. It's kind of like going over here to the food after a while. Plenty of food there and folks sitting back not eating. Leaving hungry. That's what they're doing spiritually. Plenty of forgiveness. Plenty of grace. Plenty of mercy. Table's all spread. A lot of Christians leaving hungry when the table's all spread. You can pull right up and he wants to feed his sheep and feed his lambs. He don't want us to go away hungry and weak. He wants us to draw right at the table and eat the manna from heaven. Eat the good things of God and be strong in the Lord in the power of his might. He don't want you to go away lost. If you're not saved, he don't want you to go away lost. He wants you to be saved so much that he went to the cross and up there stayed on the cross with spikes in his hands and spikes in his feet and a crown of thorns on his head and blood and spittle running down his face and stayed there till justice was satisfied so you could get saved. So you could come and be forgiven. That's more than enough love. More than enough grace. More than enough mercy. If you go to hell, it's your fault. If you go away today lost, it's nobody's fault but yours. If you go away hungry, if you're a child of God, if you go away hungry, it's your fault. There's the entire Bible here for us. Turn your television off. Look at the Word of God. Get some strength from heaven. In these days, we need some strength in these days. The devil's out to defeat us. And when I get on that, I feel like preaching another 30 minutes. The devil wants to defeat us. He says, well, there's nothing you can do. You know what I tell him? There's nothing we can do about a lot of things, but there's some things that's already been done. We can rest in that. Amen. Amen. I know we can't straighten the political world out. I know we can't straighten the social world out. I know we can't work miracles and just say the word and all this sin would come to silence. But one of these days, God's going to put down rule and authority. He's going to put a stop to it. And I'm rejoicing in that. I'm rejoicing because I got saved from it. I got saved from sin. Saved from the love of sin. The practice of sin. The power of sin. The pleasure of sin. Got saved from it. And one of these days, the Lord's going to destroy sin. He's going to destroy everything sin's ever touched. Did you know that? You know why we got to have a new body? Sin's been in this body. You know why folks get sick and die? Sin, nature, blood poison, going back to the dust. That's sown in the ground is not what's going to be. It's sown a natural body, raised a spiritual body. Sown in weakness, raised in power. You know what I'm trying to say? If you get saved from sin today, get a new man inside. Heavenly man inside. Spiritual man inside. And the Bible calls it an inward man. Got an inward man born of God here. Got forgiven. Sin's all been forgiven. Washed away. That don't mean you won't have any more problem with it, but that means you don't have any pleasure in it. You know, it don't have power over you. Sin shall not reign over you now because you're not the law but under grace. And so you can have the victory while you live through this world. That don't mean you won't lose some battles now. That don't mean you won't have some difficult times. But it means that he's more than enough to keep you going in the hard times. I think the old timer said this right. God gives sufficient grace to his people to keep us persevering in the face and the time of opposition. So we can keep on going though the devil's against us. We've got many adversaries. There's grace in us to keep us going. You can go to church even when you don't feel like going to church. And a lot of times I've been to church when I didn't feel like it. And I got the feeling better and felt a whole lot better when I leave than I did when I got there. Because he's got sufficient grace and power to give us to keep on going in these days. And you don't need to go on and be a defeated Christian. You need to draw near to God. God will draw near to you. Is that right? Present your body living sacrifice. Try to get close to God. Cleanse your hands. Purify your hearts. Get right with God and go straight. Lay aside the weights and the sins if you're saved. Set your affection on things above and all things earth. Realize you're dead and your life's hid with Christ in God. And if you're not saved, God's got the door wide open. Wide open. Yeah. He says, if you will, you can come. Whosoever will can come. The problem is, your will don't want to respond.
Amen.
See, your will's captive to your depraved faculties. So what you're going to have to do to get saved, you're going to have to make that step of faith. And say, as Jesus said, Lord, not my will, thy will be done. I'm giving you my will. I'm giving you myself. I'm turning from my way to your way. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. If you come to God's way and Christ is God's way, forsake your own way, you can go away today happy in the Lord. Forgiven, cleansed, made a new creature in Christ. I think that'd be the smart thing to do. What do you think? I think that's a smart thing for anybody to do. You think about it. One fellow said, well, how old do I have to be to get saved? I said, old enough to know you need to get saved.
Yeah.
I don't know what the age is on it. When you find out you need to be a Christian, then you need to become a Christian. If you know that you're lost, you need to know there's a Savior for sinners.
Amen.
May God help us, and may you respond to Him today as we bow our heads for a closing prayer. Father, we do thank you again in Jesus' blessed name for this privilege to be here at church today. We thank you, Lord, for each one that's present, both saint and sinner. You know the needs of every heart. I pray that you'd take the word of God today and seal up in our hearts and give us obedient spirits, Lord. May we as Christians, Lord, draw near to you and be obedient to you. If there's some here, Lord, that needs a renewed spirit inside, Lord, been walking afar off, I pray they'd be willing to come, Lord, today and confess their sins and be forgiven of their sins and restored to fellowship. I pray if there's some that's not saved, this will be the day of their salvation. Help, Lord, do what needs to be done. Give us judgment day honesty in this invitation. We'll be eternally grateful to you. We pray in Jesus' blessed name with thanksgiving. Amen.